Verse 25 of Matthew chapter 14, in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But verse 26 says, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. They said, it's a ghost. They cried out in fear. The disciples are not praying. They're freaking out in the circumstances. They are in trouble at sea, and they've been going for 9 hours. Maybe it's summer and sunset was late. Maybe it's just 4 hours, but I promise you, the trip across the Sea of Galilee, it's not a 4-hour journey. It's a 20-minute row. And it's 4 hours if you think it was late in the summer and it was the longest day of the year, and so evening was 11 o'clock at night. If you want to go there, right? 4 hours of and waves and Remember the other story? Jesus, don't you even care that we're dying? But Jesus isn't in the boat with them. And they're paddling and they're paddling. Why are you paddling? Because Jesus said, go to the other side, and we're not there yet. Paddling and paddling and paddling. And here they are, and they're terrified because it's a ghost. Who walks on water ever in the history of man? And Jesus is doing it, and they are freaking out. But verse 27, immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. Or was it a little bit, take heart, it's I. What's the distance? What's the noise of a storm with contrary waves? And these people are screaming. And did they see Jesus? And then did they not see him? And did they see him again? You know what I'm saying? The water and the thing and the way that that looks. You've seen the movies about the waves. That's what's going on here. But these disciples are not praying. They're screaming and they're freaking out. And Peter answered him, do you love Peter? I love Peter. Sometimes Peter makes me feel really much better about myself. Other times, Peter gives me hope that I stand a chance also. Peter says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Peter prays. Peter makes up a need and asks, why did Peter ever need to walk on water? It is a test of Jesus. What if it isn't Jesus? It's a ghost. I am Jesus, but I'm not. Tell me to walk out on the water. Yes, come to me. Peter goes down. What sort of... Okay, so Peter says, Lord, if it's you. What about, you know, the same word? Lord, since it's you, tell me to come. Rabbi, I want to be like you. Rabbi, if you can do it, I can do it. Tell me, and I'll do it. Here's Peter. Peter is stepping out of the boat in a heavy storm, and fortunately for Peter, it is the Lord. And Peter is praying to God to meet him there, and God grants him his request. Verse 29, he said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus, which means distance, doesn't it? It doesn't mean he tried it. And whoa, what's it like when you step on the ice the first time you put on skates? Right? You know, someone coaxed you onto the ice. No, all of us can do it. You can do it too. And you come out and you're like, no, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. Right? It's not even ice skating. It's walking on water. No one's done that before. Jesus did it the first time and people think it's a ghost. Peter knows it's Jesus, says, since it's you, if it's you, tell me to do like you do, and I'll do it. And Jesus says, yes, come, and Peter does it. Are you excited for the disciple who steps out of the boat and does what Jesus does? And trust Jesus to keep them? I am. That's how I got here. That's why I'm still standing. That's why we're all here. This is the stuff. If it's you, may I ask you, what keeps you from praying about anything? Is there anything you haven't prayed about? Are you worried that it'll be a foolish request? Because Peter said, tell me to walk on the water. Are you afraid that there's something that you would ask God and that would be foolish? Is there something that you would ask God and it's too much to ask God? We ought not do that. Because I think it's a rhetorical question. I think inside we go, oh, well, when you put it that way, yeah, probably everything, probably anything. I do believe that somewhere in my heart of hearts, I agree Jesus rose from the dead and that God's in charge. And so the stuff that's not happening yet, I figure, well, he's just not doing that. I figure the stuff that's happening now, God meant for it to happen. And so I accept what's happening to me as God's will. That's got to be, if something's happening that you're not praying about, you must figure, well, why pray about it? If God's doing it, I can't tell God, don't do what you're doing, right? But we do. We pray and we come to God. And that's what the Psalms are all about. I mean, what do you think about Psalms? They were written by somebody who says, God, it's horrible. God, they're horrible. God, you're not horrible. Get them. Right? Nevertheless, even though it's happening, oh, Lord, it's me. Change me. Right? Alas. Lord, you're right when you judge, and it is me, and you're right, and I am standing in the right place now. God, but still them. Don't let it stand for your name's sake. The psalmist is all over the map, and we need the Psalms to say, it counted for them, it counts for you. This stuff matters in your life, in my life. Are there some things which are too small for Jesus? Right? How much data should I have on my cell phone? I love that example because I think it's not important in the history of the world. Right? Until you try to Google an answer, but you're done. You're done. I can't do it till June. May's spent. Right? So maybe it would come to an issue someday and we don't know. But is there anything that's too small for Jesus? In Luke chapter 4, he says, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? He takes care of the birds. In Luke chapter 12, a little bit later, but if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown in the oven, how much more will he not clothe you? Oh, you of little faith. That's one word, and I really meant to have that word. I was going to impress Helga, my pronunciation of Greek, you know, oh, you of little faith is one Greek word. That's how it goes. Then in verse 12, a little bit further later, Jesus says, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's verse 32. Verse 33 says, sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. Verse 34, he says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Is there anything too small for God?